Uh-oh. You know what that means. It's the Department of Corrections.
Where we correct some of our flubs.
Joining us for this humiliating weekly ritual is day-to-day Steve Prophet. Officer Steve, what do you got for us?
Yes, Alex, last week in a story you said that the Silver Star is the second highest decoration for bravery. It is, in fact, the third highest decoration. This was brought to our attention by Robert P. Gaines of Pensacola, Florida.
And he sent the proper order?
Yes, he did. It would be Medal of Honor, Distinguished Service Medal, that's sometimes called the Service Cross, then Silver Star.
Robert Gaines, we salute you. Steve, what else you got?
In a report by Karen Grigsby Bates on Teresa Hines Carey, the wife of Democrat John Carey, we misstated the year of Senator John Hines' death as 1995. It was 1991. Also in that report, Ron Arnold, author of Undue Influence, stated that the League of Conservation Voters endorsed John Carey after receiving a $50,000 donation from the Hines Family Foundation. In fact, the foundation gave approximately $25,000 in grants over 10 years to the League of Conservation Voters Education Fund, which is distinct from the League itself and has no role in political endorsements. That according to the Foundation Center in New York.
There's probably more, isn't there?
Yes, Alex, you have been bad. In your remembrance of Norris McWhirter, the founding editor of the Guinness Book of Records, you misstated the name of Mr. McWhirter's twin brother.
What did I say?
You said Ron.
What should I have said?
Ross.
I got the Norris part right.
Yeah, you did. That one was caught by listener Bernard Abram, who clearly has a quick mind and a clear ear.
So tell me, that's it?
Well, that's all we've got time for, so just say goodbye to me and give the email address.
Thank you, Steve Prophet. And that email address is daytoday@npr.org. Write us with your comments, your suggestions, and corrections. Daytoday@npr.org. It's easy to remember, so don't forget to write.